ZM, Radiation Protection Authority, a credible regulator ensuring a radiation-safe environment and proud sponsor of the Hot FM News Bulletin.
The Hot FM Main News.
Hello, good afternoon. Welcome to the Hot FM Main News at 12 hours. Today, Friday, the 27th of March, 2026. With a real view of 27 degrees Celsius, it's currently 24 degrees Celsius in Lusaka. This afternoon, the headlines. Bran Mundubile questioned by SEC over 2015 business deal. Sunday Chanda predicts the more PF members will join UPND. And South Africa's exclusion from G7 summit, no surprise, says Ramaphosa.
The Hot FM News with Hugh Jempampundu.
Thank you so much for joining us. Now the news in detail. The Tonse Alliance president, Bran Mundubile, has been questioned by the Anti-Corruption Commission, SEC, over a business transaction dating back to 2015. Speaking shortly after Mr. Mundubile's appearance before the SEC, Alliance presidential spokesperson, George Chisanga, says Mr. Mundubile is being investigated over alleged payments for works that were not carried out. Mr. Chisanga, however, contends that the matter is not new and had previously been addressed. He explains that the queries surrounding the transaction were subjected to a forensic audit, which established that no payments were made for the works that were not done. According to Mr. Chisanga, the findings cleared any wrongdoing at the time and has challenged the commission to publicly state the basis of the questioning as well as provide clarity on the matter to avoid speculation.
Each one of the transactions that has been queried now had been subjected to a forensic audit, and the audit established that there was no work that was done for which payment was made, or there was no payment that were made for work that wasn't done. So all the invoices that were given were requited, and they were reflected in the works that were actually done. So we are now expecting the SEC to come out clean and explain to the people what the basis of this investigation is, when in fact the answers were provided a long time ago and are only repeated today in the one unfortunate statement by giving a one-line statement that there is no outstanding or there is no payment that was received for which work was not done.
Kanchibia Member of Parliament Sunday Chanda has projected that more Patriotic Front members would defect to the UPND, admitting that he plans to bring even more people into the party. Speaking to Hot FM News, Mr. Chanda said he had previously criticized the President Hagainde Hichilema, but has witnessed how increased constituency development fund allocations have delivered tangible benefits for the people of Kanchibia. He has highlighted that roads, bridges, youth skills programs, education facilities and agricultural support for nearly 2,000 farmers under the UPND government policies have transformed his constituency. Mr. Chanda has explained that his defection was driven by the people of Kanchibia, who urged him to ensure continuity of the development, and stressed that no one can challenge President Hichilema in the August 2026 polls.
The people of Kanchibia have been part of this process, and the colleagues from who've been in the party and would want to contest have an opportunity to also probably participate, in the processes. Ultimately, the people of Kanchibia have asked me to make this particular move, and this move is made because there's, and the understanding is that I'm going to be a candidate for the UPND.
Now, the Lusaka Magistrates Court has adjourned proceedings to April 27th, 2026, for the continuation of trial in a matter involving former First Lady Esther Lungu, who is charged with the theft of motor vehicles and theft of certificate of title. The matter came up for mention this morning before Resident Magistrate Mbuyanwa Simvula, who later adjourned it to 27th April 2026 for continuation of trial. In this matter, Mrs. Lungu, aged 66, is jointly charged with James Piri, 49, a police officer, Lee Chisulo, 31, also a police officer, Kapembwa Lungu and Catherine Banda are all residents of Lusaka. In count one, it is alleged that Mrs. Lungu, Mr. Piri, Mr. Chisulo, Mr. Lungu and Ms. Banda on unknown dates, but between 9th August 2021 and September 30th 2022 in Lusaka, jointly and Wallace acting together, stole a motor vehicle, namely a Mitsubishi Canter, registration number BAB5282, valued at 320,000 kwacha, the property of Miss Elizabeth Peary. In count 2 and 3, it is alleged that all accused persons on unknown debts, but between August 9th, 2021 and September 30th, 2022 in Lusaka, jointly and Wallace acting together, stole a motor vehicle, namely a Toyota Ranex, registration number BLA9772, valued at 110,000 kwacha, and a Toyota Alex, registration number BAV3986, valued at 110,000 kwacha, the property of Fuhana Patel. It is alleged in count 4 that all the accused persons between August 9th, 2021 and September 30th, 2022 in Lusaka, jointly and Wallace acting together, stole a certificate of title relating to stand number S/Lusaka/0003/2977 situated in Liwala, Lusaka Water Works area, valued at 1,050,000 kwacha, the property of Miss Peary. In more news, police in Senanga have formally charged 5 teachers at Senanga Day Secondary School with the offence of assault on a child contrary to the laws of Zambia. Western Province Commissioner of Police Ray Hamonga said the incident, reported on March 19, 2026, involved a 15-year-old pupil and allegedly occurred on March 16 at Senanga Day Secondary School, with the report made by the boy's father, Lungowe Moka, 51, of Mwanambini East Plots, in Chief Indopu's area in Senanga District. He said the teachers allegedly assaulted the juvenile with fists and slaps, causing injuries to the neck, ribs, back and body, and added that the suspects have been released on police bond and are expected to appear in court soon. Meanwhile, Minister of Education Permanent Secretary for Educational Services, Dr. Kelvin Mambwe, has expressed concern over the circumstances of the case and its potential impact on all parties involved. He has urged that the matter be handled with utmost care, sensitivity and adherence to due process to ensure justice is served without causing further harm to the learner, the teachers or the integrity of the education system.
The Hot FM Business News is brought to you by Access Bank. More than banking.
The government has urged the newly inducted Food Reserve Agency Board of Directors to enhance operational efficiency, ensure value for public resources, promote market discipline without crowding out private sector participation, and strengthen financial sustainability. Speaking at the induction ceremony, Ministry of Agriculture Permanent Secretary for Technical Services, John Molongoti, has also called for the strict adherence to all legal and policy frameworks, robust risk management, and zero tolerance for corruption. He said the board's appointment reflects the government's confidence in their ability to provide strategic oversight and guidance, emphasizing that their role is strategic, requiring accountability, transparency, and strong governance, while noting that the FRA's key role in stabilizing markets, supporting farmers, and reducing post-harvest losses. Mr. Molongoti has underscored the government's commitment to national food security and strategic grain management.
You are further required to operate in full compliance with the national codebook. You are further required to operate in full compliance with the national code on corporate governance, which provides a guiding framework for all public institutions and parastatals. As you pursue your responsibilities, government expects this board to deliver tangible and measurable results. The first expectation is that you ensure the effective management of strategic grain reserves by maintaining adequate stock levels, improving storage and handling systems.
The news continues after these messages.
Enjoy uncapped fiber internet at home or at work with Liquid Fiber. You can also get our SIM card to experience the same fiber speeds on the move with Liquid Data on the go. Call 400 or visit your nearest Liquid Telecom outlet to get started. Liquid Data on the go. Now that's speed. Terms and conditions apply. The top international news.
South African President Cyril Ramaphosa has downplayed reports that his invitation to the forthcoming G7 summit in France has been withdrawn, saying non-attendance by a country outside the bloc should surprise no one. Reports on Thursday claimed the US had put huge pressure on France to rescind Ramaphosa's invitation to the summit scheduled for June. They claimed U.S. President Donald Trump had threatened to boycott the summit if the South African leader attended. France has, however, denied yielding to any U.S. pressure, saying it had decided to invite Kenya this time. The BBC has more on other stories.
The U.S. Secretary of State is due to meet his G7 counterparts outside Paris, where the U.S. and Israel's war with Iran is likely to take center stage. Marco Rubio is expected